Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Your home for the NBA Finals, World Series, and college football's national championship. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. KFNC and KFNC HD2 Mont Belvieu, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers.
They want to be down with the king.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Lance Erline, and live from Chicago, here's John Granato.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Aaron, and we are going to be here for the next 3 hours talking about this Astros team, talking about our Texans, talking about everything that happened over the weekend. Guys, how is it back in Houston?
Rainy. Rainy this morning, and people pissed off, want Popoff finished. Want him to just go ahead and tuck it away and ride into the sunset.
Can you believe his choice of Yimi Garcia?
I mean, it's preposterous. Honestly, how the guy made the playoff roster is shocking. You know, he'd given up 10 runs in 10 and a third innings in October. So he sucked in October. If you go back to September, it wasn't as bad. It was like, I think, 3 runs in 8 innings, something like that. Then you go to August, like 7 runs in 7 innings. This guy has sucked. He's been terrible. He's been awful since he was traded to the – it's like an automatic run, it feels like. And you bring him in that situation? I thought for sure they're going to Javier because Javier was up. You were at the game, right, John?
Yeah.
So Javier on TV, we see Javier warming up the bullpen. The next time they flash there, it's Javier and freaking Yimi. I'm like, Yimi, what's he doing here? He already pitched in Houston. He shouldn't even made the trip. Well, I'm thinking, okay, well, for sure they're going Javier. He's been warming up more. No, he comes with the gas can. Papa comes with the gas can. And if that's not enough that Yimi gives up the 2 runs, he brings him back. He brings him back and then stays with them even longer. Oh, my God. Pawpaw, what are you doing? Yimi's terrible. Yeah, we can get to the Zach Greinke play with Grandal running in the base. I get all that stuff. But fundamentally, how do you bring in the worst pitcher on the staff?
No.
How do you bring him in fundamentally?
It was the perfect spot to bring Greinke in.
Yeah, exactly.
It was the perfect spot because Greinke would have felt good about it. You put him in a game situation as opposed to the 9-to-4 game or, you know, cleaning up. And I understand. I was thinking maybe he'll bring Greinke in one of those first 2 games at home, but they were up 6-to-1. They were up 9-to-4. You know what? Greinke doesn't want to be in that situation. Greinke comes in that situation. He feels great about it. And you bring in some. What is his fascination with this guy? He's terrible. He's been terrible all year. This when he's coming out of the bullpen, I'm like, are you kidding me?
It was a swing and a miss by Click. Click missed. That's it. Move on. Don't.
That's all.
You made it worse by putting him on the playoff roster. Honestly,
well,
and the idea is somebody sent me a message. Well, actually, he's really good against right-handers. Well, show me which ones. Because not any of those right-handers yesterday.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So I'm here in Chicago. I get here. I'm at ESPN 1000 in Chicago here downtown. And there's 3 guys sitting in a room over there, and they're doing some meetings. How do they do meetings here or something? I don't know what they're doing. There's 3 guys. I guess they're producers or something. Aaron, maybe you could learn something. I don't know. There's 3 guys sitting in there. I guess they're planning the day or something. Whatever. And they're like, what'd you think of Ryan Tepera? What do you think about that? And I was like, what do I think about what? And he says, well, listen, here's Ryan Tepera. If you don't know who Ryan Tepera is, he is a reliever for the White Sox. And here's what he had to say about the Astros.
You know, they play at Minute Maid, and, you know, they're doing something over there that's a little different. You know, it shows you how many swings and misses they had tonight compared to Minute Maid. So, you know, that's why you have home field advantage. And, you know, tomorrow, we look tomorrow, and, you know, we got another home field advantage. So we're ready to go.
So he thinks there's something funny going on. There's some funny business going on, Lance, in Houston. That's why the Astros beat them in Houston, because of funny business, because of garbage cans. This is so old. I mean, can you stop? Can we please stop?
Oh, God. You know, because the Astros can't possibly score runs like when they scored, you know, five in the first two innings. They can't possibly score runs anywhere but home. And then at home, you can't possibly score runs unless you're stealing signs. I mean, right.
It's so old. And here, the guys were like, here's your lead. This is your lead today. Ryan Tepera. Who the F is Ryan Tepera?
I don't even know who that is.
Ryan Tepera is a decent reliever. He's got a three something ERA. I was hoping he sucked so that I could go, who are you, Ryan Tepera?
He hasn't pitched in a series yet.
Never heard of a Ryan Tepera because he was with the Cubs and nobody cares. And he was with somebody else before, Toronto.
Come on. They score runs and it's cheap. You know what? You got 12. You guys must have.
Yeah, the Astros only scored six.
You must have done something at home because you got 12 runs.
The Astros only scored six runs, Lance. You know how many runs they scored in game one? At home when they were cheating?
Yeah.
Six.
Six runs. Yeah, same runs. They scored
six last night. Must have been cheating. They were cheating at home.
You know what? Honestly, I didn't want to waste my time with that guy. That guy's just saying stupid. He'd get on the mound and throw a pitch. Throw a pitch in a series before you talk.
Well, he did. He threw it last night.
They can. I don't. Well, you know what? I was done by. When did he come in after innings. The seventh?
He pitched two innings.
Was it after the seventh?
No. It was before the seventh.
Okay, because I must have watched. Not know. I was at somebody's house in the neighborhood.
Came in the fifth,
and we're watching. And it's two. We're 2 hours and 37 minutes in when the fourth inning. When the fourth inning ends.
Oh my God!
2 hours.
It was the longest game.
I left in a seven inning from their house at 10:30, I guess, 3 hours, 30 minutes. And I was like, there's no reason for me to watch the rest of this because it felt like it was insurmountable. The Astros hadn't had a hit in forever. And I don't know about you, John, but 9-6, it felt like there was no chance. And there was still lots of baseball.
Technically,
to play.
I'm the exact opposite. I thought they were coming back and winning.
You did?
As a matter of fact, at 9-6, well, I had a couple of Coors Lights in me. I bet a guy in front of me $100 that the Astros would win.
Wow.
And I took it out at the end of the game and handed it to him.
Did you stay for the whole thing?
Yeah, I stayed for the whole thing.
What time did it end? I swear to
Why
God,
would
what
I leave?
Time did it end? Because I literally shut
About
down.
Three thinking, in the morning.
What time?
3 a.m.
That's what I figured. I literally shut it down. And this was my hope. I didn't see the last two innings. And this is my hope that the Astros somehow. Well, actually, I was into the eighth inning, but I was hoping I'm going to go to sleep and I want to wake up. I want to wake up and see the Astros somehow had a miraculous. So I woke up this morning. The alarm went off. I immediately turned on my score thing on the phone and I'm like, come on, please just pull. Well, there are more runs scored.
Yeah.
I mean, they did score
more
runs.
Just what you
it
wanted.
It just wasn't the right team.
Yeah. More runs scored. Just what you wanted. All right. So, I mean, they're so. Listen, I'm at ESPN again. I mean, ESPN 1000, for those of you just joining, I'm in Chicago. Went to the game last night, going to go today. It looks like rain today, though. I don't know if we're going to get it in. This is the home of the White Sox. So I said to them, you know, I'm here. You guys want to do anything? We could simulcast our shows, our morning shows. We could do, you know, you guys are the home. We got the games. We're ESPN. You guys want to do something, a little synergy going on? They go, I don't know if we'll talk about it. We got the Bears. Bears won 20-9, so I'm not sure we're going to talk about
the White Sox. No, the White Sox don't matter there.
The White Sox are in the playoffs. It's the home of the White Sox.
Bears got road
They wins. Don't think they're going to give them a segment today.
I'll be honest with you. As soon as this is over, we're on to all Texans. So, I mean, Texans almost won. They got a cover, which is pretty sweet. Davis Mills had 312 yards passing and three touchdowns.
What do you mean we're on to the Texans?
Get your Astros stuff out because We're on to Camp Caserio after this. This is what wins in Houston.
You know, they did what...
This is what wins. Did you see the tens of hundreds of people in the stadiums yesterday? Did you see the tens of hundreds of people who saw the first time in NFL history three consecutive missed extra points? Did you see that? Three consecutive missed extra point kicks to start a half. Some people had over 20 and a half in the first half, and with three touchdowns that turned into 18 points, some people are a little bit concerned. Some people are trying to get under the payout number, and they're like, hey, we go score anymore, guys? I thought extra points were freebies. Oh. World record. Seven missed extra points in the first half. Counting the Falcons game, which was one, they had six missed extra points in the NFL in the first half of games yesterday. Has to be a record.
So, I'm disgusted. I can't be more disgusted. I'm disgusted.
I'm okay? Are you pissed at Pawpaw? Yes
done.
Or no?
I'm done with him.
Are you pissed at Pawpaw?
Yeah, I'm very pissed at Pawpaw.
I'm very pissed off at Pawpaw.
If I'm Jim Click, he had to take away his Miles Straw toy. He's got to take away his Yimi toy.
Well, he gave it to him.
He's got to take it away.
Were either
He's
got to
take it away.
That he
because
Garcia.
If he goes to Yimi Garcia one more freaking time in a game situation, I swear to God. Oh, this is, I swear, I'm doing New
You're
York
doing
Radio.
You're doing New York Radio.
No, this is, I can't believe.
You're doing New
I'm
York
so
Radio.
Disgusted today that in a game situation of all the guys, how about Stanek to get a strikeout? How about it's a perfect opportunity for Greinke? How about Javier's up
John,
and ready?
It's literally the worst. It's literally the worst option in your bullpen.
I mean, what is he thinking? So at that meeting, Dusty was here with the Cubs. One of the guys goes, "I love Dusty. What do you think of Dusty?" I said, "Dusty's nice, except his decisions." The other guy is in there. He's got hair. He's like, "I hate him. Hate him. Hated him here. I hate Dusty. You got him. Congratulations. That's why you lost last." I was like, "You." It's not Dusty's fault, but my goodness.
I mean.
All right. All right.
You were up 5-1. I mean, Dusty's going to have to wear a lot of that. The bats went silent. I get it. What were you going to say, Aaron?
Were you upset when he pulled Luis Garcia? Because I thought he should have left him in there and let him take his lumps. Because right now, he's now going to be in his head going forward. Even if you make it out of
this. To me, you were already getting in his head. Like he was taking lump after lump after lump. They screwed him on that strike three call that was up in the zone, but clearly in the
zone. That was
the
worst strike zone I've ever seen in my
clearly,
life.
Clearly, that umpire. So that umpire goes into the night. 88th out of 97. They had 97 umpires rated, and he was 88th in the league in accuracy. That's from the baseball. That's from the umpiring. That's from the
88
umpiring.
88th out of 97?
88 out of 97 in accuracy, and my God, could I see it last night. Unbelievable how bad that strike zone was. Unbelievable.
Now, listen,
how many strikes were called out?
Garcia was getting, he was getting lit up. He was getting lit up. So
that's
so
right.
That's
I start. They started to hit him hard, like, you could have taken a chance, but for you to come in with Yimi, no. When I saw him, I'm like, no, I'd rather just stay with Garcia if this is what we're doing. I'll go to Javier, who, by the way, pitched really well. But I thought the same thing, John. I was saying at the party we were at, I'm like, Greinke would be the option here. And because you know what you have in one inning. If good Greinke's there, and even when Greinke gave up the runs, it was you had one ball that was a C&I single. Other than that, it was the ground ball that should have been a foul ball that had so much top spin, it kicked back fair. You had the play where Grandal is clearly on the grass.
I mean, it couldn't have been more. How in the world does that crew, that umpire behind? I understand he can't call, so he can't figure out strikes and balls.
That old man's got
to go. But he is looking right at that play. And he sees him on the grass. Are you kidding me?
Not only that, throwing his shoulder out there to make sure it hit him.
Holy crap.
Well,
then they huddled, and nobody gets that call right?
When they huddled, and then they walked to Dusty, I'm like, this isn't good at all.
No.
That they're going to talk to Dusty. This isn't good at all. When we come back, we'll break it right here. When we come back, we'll finally get into some text and stuff for you guys. No, I'm kidding. When we come back, we'll hear from Dusty. Dusty Baker does talk about that interference play, and I'll be honest with you. I got a problem with Dusty on that one, too. We'll talk about it when we come back. 714 right here on the bench.
281-880-6525. That's HRP.net. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. That's my peeps over there at HRP. I love that. Mike Holly, he's unbelievable. He's great. Kevin Robler, Chris, all the people, Chad, all of them. They're all great people. And here's what the deal is. You need a company that is going to give you the best deal that you can get on doing your payroll. And that's at HR&P. Because here's the, I swear to God, so many people are saying, well, look at our prices, cheaper than theirs. But then they stick you with their benefits package, their 401k, with their insurance package. And then, now we got you. Now we're getting you. Here's where we get you, with a knife in the back. And you're like, oh my goodness, this hurts a lot. That's not what they do at HR&P. HR&P lets you choose what you want to do with your benefits packages, and they just do payroll and HR. So if you're looking for a payroll company that is actually going to do payroll and HR, and they're going to do it great for you, HRP.net. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by GovCost, Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
You got Colts Ravens playing tonight, and Underdog Fantasy is going to have a contest specifically for that game. So if you want to watch that game and have a little something going on it, what Underdog Fantasy allows you to do is play with a group of people. It could be head-to-head. It could be a group of three, group of five. It could be a larger contest there. But you pick five players in a draft. None of them are quarterbacks. You got five players. And then from there, you see who scores the most points. You win money, win actual real money. And that's how you use your skill level. But it gets even better than that. Underdog Fantasy also allows you to do an over-under contest and a rivals. It's basically the same. It's very, very similar. You pick anywhere from two players up to five players, and you win multipliers of the money that you have. So if you do over-under, for example, on yards passing for Carson Wentz, and you say it's under and he goes under, and you say, I need one more, Lamar Jackson rushing yards. You do over and it goes over. You win those two, it's paying 6-1. So if you had just $20, it turns into $120. It's amazing, and it's available for you. If you're a smart football analyst, you got a chance to make real money at UnderdogFantasy.com. Use promo code radio to get a $25 bonus on your first deposit. UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code radio.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Lance Erline. And live from Chicago, here's John Granato.
All right. Biggest story of the weekend.
Oh,
Paw bringing in Yimi. Paw with that stupid punt thing they did. They tried to do the other Paw Cully.
Yeah.
Or Jimbo and the Aggies
easily
beating Alabama.
I think it's Jimbo and the Aggies.
Oh, it's by far.
Yeah, I mean, with all due respect, I mean, that's one game, and this is the playoffs for the Astros. But with all due respect, you beat Alabama. I mean, you were an 18-point underdog who beat Alabama, and you did it with a quarterback who had looked like, as Kenny Rogers might say, the coward of the county back in the day. But the fact is, that guy was anything but. He had a giant sack on Saturday. The guy was staying in the pocket, looked like he had poise. He got hurt and limped his ass back out there and made a throw.
Made so many throws.
Bill
O'Brien
night. Was calling pass plays down at the goal line. Bryce Young wasn't very good, by the way. But Bill O'Brien was calling pass plays down the goal line. Immediately started trending on Twitter, of course. Bill O'Brien, it didn't take much for Bill O'Brien to trend on Twitter. But What an unbelievable win for the Aggies. I was really
how about that?
Quietly, kind of happy for the Aggies. It was a rough house in my house.
Oh, so I want to know what Saturday was like for you.
It was not good. I was accused. I'll show you the videos. I mean, I was accused of Mahdi had locked me out.
I saw that.
I went back from Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. I was there for talked to JC Correa, as a matter of fact, Carlos's brother who's in the Astro system.
Yeah.
Was there for an event. I came back after the second half started when I was leaving, so I didn't see any of the fireworks live. I had to tape it, but I didn't get to see it live. 38-20 at half, 58 points scored. I start coming home. I'm listening. You know, it's a little Oklahoma cut it to 11, and Texas scored again. It was back to 18, so I'm driving home. And I'm calling my wife, and she won't answer. I text her. She won't answer. And then I realize, okay, this is because of a jinx thing, because she always thinks I jinx the Longhorns. And I text her. I said, I know that you are not answering my calls because you think I'm jinxing the Longhorns. I'm just telling you now I'm coming home. I said something like that. This is exactly how it went. I said, I know you're not answering the phone intentionally. I'm just letting you know that I'm going to come back home unless you give me whatever I want. I'm not afraid to jinx your team if I don't get what I want. Don't F with my team. Okay, I'm coming home then. Don't text me anymore. You just F'd it, as usual, because they scored to cut it to 11. I said, that TD is the one they recovered the fumble for the touchdown. I said, that touchdown had nothing to do with my text. It was just bad luck. And that was the last text that she sent to me. When I got home, I heard, don't come in. Mahdi said, get out of here. Like, the door's locked on me. They've got the deadbolt locked, everything. And so I'm watching out on the patio, and I hear screaming at the TV nonstop. And
I know you were scared.
It was, I mean, I'm just sitting there. I'm not excited. I don't want to be known as a jinx, one. But number two, like, I need the Longhorns to win that game for the house. Especially when it looks like they're going to win, and as it's going sideways, my daughter's like, she told you not to come home. She told you. And she's
dead
serious. Why
didn't you just go somewhere, drink some cocktails, watch at a sports bar?
Because I'm not.
Where you didn't have to.
I refuse.
And you could have had. You could have actually enjoyed your life.
I refuse.
And then she couldn't say this about you.
Okay. Well, you know what? I also needed over in the second half, 33.5. So I knew if I stayed there, points would keep getting scored. But once it got there, I'm like, come on, Longhorns, just please win. How do you give up a 33-yard touchdown run at the end of the game?
What about all the people?
And if you tackled at the 3-yard line or 4-yard line, John, the clock had run. It would have run out at that time.
What about all the people that had Texas plus 3.5?
You got to be sick. You got to be sick to your stomach.
Oh, you're sick. No, you're sick. You're sick if you had Texas plus 3.5. And what a bet it was. You were on the right side. You had a huge lead. They shouldn't have. Are you kidding me? That run? Are you kidding me? You can't stop them?
It was.
That was unbelievable.
It was really.
But this is, listen, this is Aggie Day. Screw the Longhorns.
They gagged.
And they, and listen, it went.
Wait a minute.
Lamont.
No, my
couldn't
mom's
have put
not,
it,
I mean, my wife's not listening.
Lamont couldn't have put it better in his text.
I know.
If you're Spencer Rattler, when you woke up Saturday morning,
at 7 a.m. and you're Calzada and you're Rattler, he said, think about this.
And you're a Rattler.
He said,
how did you feel
Calzada's
about yourself?
Now going to have all the loving. I'll just say that. Although his phrase, quote unquote, 87 pounds of bleep.
Yeah.
I got a scout buddy of mine with the Jets. He said, I'm going to make this into a shirt. He goes, I'm definitely making this into a shirt. And we're giving it to Zach Wilson as soon as he wins.
I don't know if I want 87 pounds of all that.
Yeah. Well, I think it meant multiple.
Did you see my tweet? Don't y'all feel bad for Seth Small? Every player on that Aggie team is on the field. They got women lining up. They're literally giving them numbers like, here, you're number one. Oh, wait, no, she's number one. Sorry, she's hotter. Seth Small is standing on the sideline like, guys, I kicked the game winning. And the only person he has is his dad comes down from the stands to hug him and say congratulations. While he's like, there's hot girls walking by him, like tapping him on the shoulder like, good job, buddy. And he's
usually,
like, well, hey, my name is Seth.
If he kicked the 48-yarder, then that's a little different.
Can you answer me a question?
What?
Why is every Aggie kicker fat?
I don't know how this
what
happens.
Is
There's
the
a
deal?
Shipley's right near Kyle Field.
Why do they not let them in the weight room? Do they not let the kicker ever in the weight room? Every one of them. Every single one. Fat Aggie kicker is a thing. It's a real thing.
I don't know.
It's unbelievable.
I don't know.
No wonder he's not getting any. Hey, get in the weight room, Seth. Get in there. You know what? Maybe you'll get some. And you kicked again. By the way, I thought, did you see how it was hooking? And then it came back.
Yeah, it started going left. I'm like, oh, my God. And it squirreled back in. But listen, think about this. Of every quarterback that you've ever seen over the last 10 years, it probably goes Zach Calzada, then Clayton Tune for least likely to beat Alabama. Of yeah. all the quarterbacks I've seen, like Zach Calzada looked like a guy who shouldn't be a backup at Sam. He looked terrible with A&M. I couldn't believe that he's the guy that won, and he played well. Like, he played relatively well, you know? And when Alabama blocked the punt for the touchdown, that really, most games, that's the end of it. And then you get A-Chain going right back at him with the touchdown. My God.
How big was that?
It was monstrous because it got the crowd back in it.
Scored again, I thought, okay, does Alabama might even cover the 18 now.
Because with
4 minutes left, I thought, oh, they're up one score, they're going to cover.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Texans fans, is this the best case scenario? You couldn't have, if you're a Texan fan, you couldn't have hoped for a more fitting piece of karma for Bill O'Brien than being the offensive coordinator who loses as an 18-point favorite.
Can he
against
be dumber?
That team, right? That's as good as it gets, isn't it?
Can he be dumber?
He's got Brian Robinson
running all over them.
A freight train. A 230-pound monster.
Every single time he's first in goal, he throws three passes.
And before that in the game, he was third and goal from the 1 yard line. And instead of just going two times to Brian Robinson or even two quarterback sneaks, he throws a pass. And look, Bryce Young, it was a bad pass. He got undercut. Kid made a nice play, but it got undercut. It was definitely not one that only your wide receiver could get to. You just hand the ball. What are you doing, Genius Bill? But this is Genius Bill O'Brien. Remember the same one who ran the Wattcat? You remember the same one who always had to come with these crazy, like where he could never score down inside the 5 yard line with the Texans other than a field goal? This is not new to him. So to me, it was unbelievably fitting that Bill O'Brien gets his comeuppance. And my dad and I were talking. He goes, I guarantee you that one of the reasons Bill O'Brien is in the booth is so he could have avoided situations like that down on the field with Nick Saban. He said, I guarantee you, with how big a hothead both of those guys can be, that there were some words after that game.
And Casario was there watching.
What's that?
Casario was there watching.
Oh, Casario was there too?
Did you not see the scouts there? Dab each other up on the sideline before the game?
No, I didn't see that, but all the scouts were there watching
Bama.
That one. Unbelievable. Well, we didn't get to Papa talking to Dusty Baker, Papa Dusty. Talking about, but we will when we come back. We got sound on Dusty Baker and his comments about the about Grandal and the throw where it was weird because the Astros are freaking out. There's an umpire on the ground. I'm like, what just happened? Did somebody get shot from the stands? I don't even know what happened. I just knew that the Astros were freaking out. The ball's over here. The ump's on the ground. I'm like, wait, what is? And Yimmy's in the it was Greinke on the field. It wasn't Yimmy anymore. But that was a big one, too. That was a big, big play that missed by that umpire. That home plate umpire was so bad. I got to go find umpire scorecard, see what he did last
night. Yeah, see what it is. All right, now talk about something else, though.
What are we talking about?
Well, how about you do your commercial?
Well, no, I just asked what you wanted me to talk about.
Well, I would like for
you to... What do you want me to do?
I would like for you to talk about being an underdog.
No. I've already done that. Do you want me to talk about being an underdog again?
How about being an underdog with your grill?
All right. I'm actually a huge favorite with the grill because of Texas Star Grill Shop. As a matter of fact, I am that guy. And coming up this Saturday, listen, I've just got a little something for you. Coming up this Saturday, you've got a big opportunity to get out there and take advantage of great sales. But really, you get a chance to go out and see an awesome contest. They got a grilling contest. And at Texas Star Grill Shop, they this is brand new. You know, I've been speaking for them for a long time. They've got a great contest coming up that I want you guys to take a look at. It's the Battle of the Grills. And if you go there this Saturday, it's the home base store there at Greenbrier and Shepherd off 59 on the feeder. This Saturday, you can experience the Ultimate Barbecue Showdown, and you can watch the Pitt Old County Smokers and Traeger go up against each other to earn the most coveted Texas Bragging Rights, the best barbecue. There's going to be plenty of food there and a lot of fun. The Texans cheerleaders are going to be there. And, of course, as always, when they do things like this, they're going to have amazing deals. You're not going to want to miss this. It's at the West University location off Southwest Freeway. That's going to be on Saturday, okay? This Saturday from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. So you got a two-hour window, but there's going to be food, a lot of fun, and great prices on these grills. So make sure you get out there this Saturday from 1 to 3 and take advantage of the sales that are going on for Battle of the Grills at TexasStarGrillShop.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Hall of Fame Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Time to talk about my peeps over at Hoops. If you're looking for the best hoop, it's not even arguable, the greatest hoop in the history of hoops. And dads, the kids can actually enjoy it. Your kid, not all that athletic. It's okay. It's all right. Is he going to be a pro? Probably not. But do you want him to have fun? Do you want him sitting inside playing video games? Or do you want him outside exercising, shooting hoops in where you know they are, in your backyard or in your driveway? And you know what? The whole neighborhood's going to be over there, so you know where the kids are all day. They're going to be in your driveway or your backyard. Hey, maybe you don't want that, but you know what? As a parent, I want that. I want to know where my kid is, and I want to have fun, and I want to be outside exercising, and they're going to do that with the Hoops goal because it's the best goal, period, exclamation point. If you're looking for the best goal, you can lower it and raise it so the kids can actually reach it. They can dunk. They can have fun. It's ProDunkHoops.com. The best goal, with tempered glass backboard, unrustable, the best insulation, all the things that you want. And it actually it adds to your curb appeal. It's at ProDunkHoops.com. You're looking for a goal? ProDunkHoops.com. ProDunkHoops.com.
This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Lance Zierlein, and live from Chicago, here's John Granato.
So, Astros lose yesterday, and I don't believe this play was the end-all, be-all. It's not why they lost. It was a horrific call. Grindahl is in the infield. He's on the infield grass, and you're behind home plate. You couldn't see a baller strike all night, so why would we think that you could actually see the runner running down the base part, running on the grass inside? The ball going off. It's all of it. It couldn't be worse. Why they didn't. You can't replay that? Really? All the things that you can replay, and you can't replay that? That's an umpire's call. He's got to make that call. Here's Paw talking about it after the game.
Did the umpires give you an explanation why they didn't call interference? And was that?
Yeah, they gave me an explanation. I mean, you know, what good is explanation at that point, you know? And I was arguing the fact that, you know, especially him being a catcher, you know, he knows, you know, what he's doing. I mean, that was a smart play on his part. And that was the explanation that they gave me, that they didn't see anything wrong with the play. You know, the umpire said once the ball's in play, you know, like unless he does something intentional to, you know, to interfere with the ball, but clearly he was running inside. I mean, that's interference, you know, in itself. You know, that was a big play because we didn't get an out. We didn't get a, you know, they scored a run. And, you know, that was a big play in the inning. I mean, shoot, they got six or seven ground ball hits. It could have been a double play, you know, any of them. And then they got the infield hit, you know, which really started things. They got a number all night. They got a number of two strike hits.
Yeah, they did. 12-6. That, you know what? Came home. It was a great atmosphere. I'll tell you, I've been to this park before. Not a lot. I'm not a big fan of this stadium. They just threw it together. The old Comiskey Park is, that's where I grew up, and I used to come to games here, and I love the old Comiskey Park. This park is so antiseptic, but you want to talk about the blackout that they had last night was really good. Really, really good. And it was they were into it. They were down. I'm surprised because this, like I said, I'm at ESPN 1000. They're not even talking about this game today. They're not even talking. And it's the station for the White Sox here. and that's all they're talking about is the Bears. The White Sox are they're the stepchild, the redheaded stepchild.
They always have been, though, in that city.
Pardon me?
They always have been in that city.
Yeah. They always have been. But neither here nor there. It was a great atmosphere last night.
But this really bothers me that you don't think that 2 feet in the grass is interference? That you don't think it's an easy call. It's an easy call. If you don't make an attempt to get out of the way on a double play, it's an easy call. If you get hit by that, that's going to be interference, and they're calling it a double play. How is this not an easy call when you are literally in the throwing line of a first baseman and 2 feet are in the grass? I can't be okay with this. I cannot be okay with this terrible call. I'm not going to say it lost the game, but come on, John.
It was huge.
You can't, five umps cannot miss that.
Yeah, well.
You can't miss that.
That's totally on the first base and the home plate umpire. They're totally on them.
You have to be open to, changing your call there.
Yes. Yeah. Well, they huddled, and I can't believe. I think it might have had to do with home field advantage. I really do. If that was in Houston and he did that, I'm telling you, because they didn't want to. Maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't. I'm not sure. Okay, but they're not going to call it against the home team, and the whole place rains down with booze and beer cans and everything else that would have come on the field. Listen, that was definitely some home cooking. And Ryan Tepera talking about the Astros cheating, when you did that, when you got that call, the Astros scored 6 runs last night, Ryan Tepera. They scored 6 runs in game 1 and won the game. So they were cheating when they scored 6, but not cheating. But, of course, they weren't cheating last night because they – shut up, Ryan Tepera. Shut up. For those of you who didn't hear, Ryan Tepera, reliever for the White Sox, said, oh, there's funny business going on in Houston. Whatever. Here's Yasmani Grandal. I wish I could tell you it was a heads-up play. I just saw the replay. I didn't know I was running that far inside the line. Stop.
Are you serious?
You're a catcher. You know. You hit the ball to first, and you block his chance to throw the runner out at the plate. You don't know you're doing that? Stop.
Okay, so our lines are now open. We've had some issues with the internet, so we're now open. Everything's good to go. The app is working right now, so you can catch us streaming on the app if you're getting ready to leave the house and get in the car. Or maybe you're in the car, whatever. Here's our phone number. I definitely would expect you guys to want to weigh in on what you saw yesterday. Or maybe Aggies over Alabama, maybe Texans, but certainly a lot of Astros fans, or maybe Longhorn or Sooner fans. 713-780-3776 is the number. Jump in right now, and we will get you on. 713-780-3776. I always have an issue with managers' relief pitcher choices. That's just part of being a fan, I think. You know, I had the same feeling with A.J. Hinch. But this thing with Dusty and his relief pitchers, this is pretty problematic that he gets to be best friends with certain pitchers and he just refuses to just be honest with who they are and what they are. Like, what are you doing with Yimi Garcia? I don't understand. You're going to have to explain to me, and I know ultimately it's going to be, well, his batting average against right hand.
This guy is
the worst on your staff right now. You didn't. Wouldn't you much rather have Blake Taylor than Yimi?
Oh.
Wouldn't you much rather have Jake Odorizzi than Yimi?
Yeah, much rather. Jake Odorizzi in that situation, bringing Jake Odorizzi in that situation would have been perfect. Greinke would have been perfect.
It pisses me off.
Listen, Christian Javier with guys on, I'm not bringing him in. I'm just not, because you never know if he's going to throw strikes.
I thought the two options were those. I'm like, well, let's see what happens with Javier.
Of the two, there's no question which one.
I thought it was a no-brainer. Honestly, I couldn't believe Yimi was up. I mean, he had just pitched Friday in game 2. I thought that was the one game. You threw him out there in a 9-4 win. Okay, you survived it, luckily. And then he should never pitch again this series. And here he is in a high-leverage spot. Or I consider it high-leverage, at least, that early in the game, because you don't want it to get away from you. 713-780-3776. Really quickly, let's get Brian in here on line 4. Let him get his thoughts in. What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys. Elber Rods. Lance, I don't know how you're still alive, honestly. Between all the Topo Chico incidents and that, how you're actually still alive and how Nikki hasn't killed you is actually fairly impressive.
It was not easy staying alive on Saturday. I'll promise you that.
Your life insurance deductible has got to be through the roof. Just guessing. But I'm kind of surprised Saban doesn't overrule O'Brien in some of those goal line situations. I mean, as an A&M fan, obviously, huge win. I never saw that coming from Calzada. I was told my coworkers we were going to get kicked by 40, just based on the way we played against Mississippi State and that. But when A-Chain came back with that kickoff return, it's like somebody just lit a rocket under him. And I don't think anybody touched him on the entire kickoff return. I honestly don't. I don't think a defender even got a hand on him to grab the jersey. But just a heck of a game. Good defensive stop when they needed it, and Calzada finally learned some touch. Several of those throws to Weidermeyer and Anaya Smith in the back of the end zone to tie it up, I thought those were just great touch plays. And then on the Astros, I think they win tonight. You know, from what I've been hearing is Rodon's velocity has been down. Plus, you know, the White Sox did stuff to use quite a bit of their pen last night, guys. I mean, it's maybe just a little bit more of a tired arm if they have to come in today. I guess they're saying Rodon's shoulder isn't up to snuff, maybe, so he may not be able to go a full outing. So I like Urquidy. I kind of was hoping they would throw Urquidy in a game four, because at least that way, with the pressure and the clincher, I think Urquidy has a little bit more heft behind him than a Luis Garcia, and I don't think he'll be as rattled by the crowd in the situation.
I've always thought that it should have been Urquidy in game three, but neither here nor there. Garcia deserved it. He pitched great all year. He's going to have votes.
But he has hit a wall, though. I mean, he's hit a wall.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Absolutely has. He has not been the same guy in the last. Now, he picked it up a little bit at the end of the season, but you know, yeah, this long season has gotten to him. He has not pitched this much. Dude, he came from A-ball to the majors. You don't throw this, and as much as he's had to concentrate, as much as he's had to throw, facing major league hitters all this time, you knew he was going to hit a wall, and he has. Oh, that's fine. Neither here nor there. Urquidy's will win today. They'll beat Rodon. The Astros are coming home after this, and they're going to win this game. And I agree with them. You know, they use a lot of their bullpen. The White Sox are not as good as the Astros. They'll get it together today. Shut up, Tapera. The Astros have scored 6 runs. They scored 9 runs. They scored 6 runs. Shut up. Just shut up. You scored 12 at home. You're cheating. Cheaters. They scored 12 when they scored 1 in game 1. Okay? How in the world are you accusing this team that has a microscope on them all year long of cheating? It's stupid. And it's, you know what? It's the headlines now all over baseball. Oh, Ryan Tapera thinks, screw you, Ryan Tapera. Who the bleep are you? Shut up. Just shut up. All right. When we come back, let's talk a little bit. We got to talk a little bit about the Texans anyway. We'll do that on the other side.
I'll give him a couple minutes.
Yeah.
I'll give him a couple minutes to talk about how stupid some of McCulley's decisions. I mean, McCulley. Some of David. By the way, David Culley went to the guy who would never go for it on fourth down to now he's Riverboat Dave. Like, it's like, if we got a fourth down, a fake punt, we're gonna do it. Analytics has told me what to do now, and Analytics had him doing some stuff yesterday.
This is what you get when you get a guy that should not be a head coach. This is what you get. Yeah. This is what you get. He's making the decisions.
Save it.
On the other side. On the other side. Right now, though, are you saving it? Is it happening for you? If it's not happening for you in the bedroom, guess what? It can happen for you in the bedroom. GetRoman.com/John. With Roman, you get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. You don't have to go to the doctor. You don't have to go to the pharmacy. They send it to you. It ships to you free with 2-day shipping. If the professional health care worker will find the best treatment for you, if it's medication, it's appropriate, then they will ship to you free with 2-day shipping. Go to GetRoman.com/John. Go to GetRoman.com/John now. Get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/John. Get started now to save $15 on your first month of treatment. It's the way to go, people. It is discreet. It's affordable. It's in your home. It's so easy. GetRoman.com/John.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
CarsForKids.org. That's the website that allows you to go in there. You can sift through what they're doing over there if you're really interested in what CarsForKids.org is all about. They partner with Houston Can Academy, and they help young people have a second chance at an education. And you can find out all about it on the website. You can look at the car auction that they have. But here's what you need to know. If you're somebody with a car or truck or motorcycle that doesn't run anymore, now it can be running, but a lot of times this really appeals to people who have vehicles that don't run anymore, and you don't want to pay for it to get hauled off. You don't want to, you know, have to do anything yourself in that regard, get a tow truck out there. Here's your opportunity. Cars for Kids will come out there and pull it off your, you know, haul it off your property for nothing. And not only is it for nothing, but they give you a tax write-off, and they'll give you a $50 Visa gift card for making that donation to them of your vehicle. So get rid of your junk that's on your property. Do it with carsforkids.org, and they will take it from there. Carsforkids.org.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Lance Erline, and live from Chicago, here's John Granato.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So the Texans, I guess we got to talk about them. They lost 25-22 yesterday. And Lance, I cannot believe, honestly, Kyeemy Fairbairn, I cannot believe, this is a $4 million kicker. I saw so many people, why is he kicking? They're up by seven. Was it seven? I can't tell anymore with how many points they extra points they missed.
I know. Have you ever seen a game end 25-22 in your life?
Oh, my gosh.
Never have I seen a 25-22 game in my entire life.
It was the Packers and Bengals were 25-22, too.
Oh, wait a minute. That's right, because they missed.
They were tied at 22. They missed
Five straight missed field goals between the two of them.
What was it about yesterday that –
It was a kicking bloodbath yesterday. Never. I need to look through my NFL notes and see if there's something on there about what a bloodbath it was for kickers. But Kyeemy Fairbairn misses his first two extra points, then misses a field goal, missed a 56-yarder that should have never even been kicked. Like, I don't know. I don't know what David Culley was doing. I don't know what he was thinking there.
All right. So he tried. And listen, it's a 56-yarder. You're a professional kicker that's making $4 million. I know he missed the people were like, I tweeted out, listen, this is not on Culley. That was the right decision. You want to go up two scores late in the game. And you got to rely on he missed extra points and he missed field goals before.
It's too far.
How many, has no one ever seen guys really bit bad and then all of a sudden they're the hero like Mason Crosby was yesterday?
Well, that's not Mason Fairbairn, though. And beside that, that was too long a field goal.
No, it's not. It's 56 yards. He's a $4 million kicker.
John, look where you're giving him the ball and how much time is left. You're literally giving it to him where you just need like 20 yards.
You go up two scores and game is over.
What are the analytics on that one about the percentage that you make that versus if you miss? What is your risk reward?
You can't count on a $4 million kicker to make a 56-yarder?
No, I watched him make a 60-yarder in college. I was at the game where he kicked a 60-yarder UCLA against Cal. I was there scouting Jared Goff, and he kicked a 60-yarder to end the first half. And? So I know he has leg, but I'm not taking a chance with that level of
I am.
With that
I
distance.
Think it was the right
That's
call.
Why you and Pawpaw Culley are both a bunch of one-win guys.
Okay.
You're a one-win guy kicking from that far with Kyeemy Fairbairn.
Okay. You know what? Cut him. Cut his ass. Get Joey Sly back here.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.
Cut his ass.
I'm fine with that.
He's terrible. And you know what? That's not on Culley. That's on Fairbairn. Here's Culley talking about the missed field goal by Fairbairn.
Well,
number 40.
The decision there was the fact that we felt like we was in his range. He's our kicker. Got the utmost confidence in him. He had a tough day up to that point, but he had made one. And we felt like if we made that field goal there, it's a two-score ball game. And that's why I made the decision to kick.
Thank you.
Too far.
He's absolutely right. He's absolutely right.
You can't kick. You got to know who you got.
No, baloney. If you then get rid of him. He shouldn't be on the team.
Name the time that
if you can't count on your guy to put you up two scores.
No kidding. Not for 56. Yeah, that the risk reward is not worth it.
I wholeheartedly agree with Paul Cully.
The risk is not worth it from 56. If you miss, look where they're getting the ball.
Oh, so what? You got a rookie. Listen, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this right now. At the analytics.
Be careful what you're about to say.
Davis Mills was better than Mac Jones yesterday.
That's what my numbers tell me.
No, you're a numbers guy.
Davis Mills was Davis Mills performed better against the Patriots than Tom Brady did.
Yes.
I mean, that's what the numbers tell you. Now, he did have a catch and run by Chris Moore that went 67. He did have a flea flicker. So, you know, like 100 of those yards came on stuff that wasn't necessarily directly related to him. But he played solid yesterday. He played solid. Once again, two of the touchdowns were a little bit screwy, but Davis Mills played the bright light. You ran for 64 yards yesterday or 67 yards on 24 carries. You averaged less than 3 yards per carry. Your running game sucks. It's an atrocity. But there's two bright spots to me. Another interception by Lonnie Johnson, number one. And number two, Davis Mills. You know, he's going to play well enough for you to not draft a quarterback and kind of screw yourself enough for another year. So that's good.
Absolutely.
But, you know, hey, listen, if he ends up being the quarterback on a third-round deal, that's going to be great. If he ends up making you wait on quarterback and you're just not sure what you have for a couple of years – maybe Bryce Young will be there by the time you're terrible, but will you be really terrible? No, probably not.
Okay,
because they're
going
to build it up to an 8-win team.
Of all of the players in college football, regardless of what year they're in, who would you take first?
No, I do believe in Bryce Young. I think Bryce Young has phenomenal talent.
The only thing that worries me is that he's on Alabama with the most. I mean, are you kidding me with Brian Robinson with those?
But I see certain throws that I like. Look, his footwork wasn't good the other day, so he kept leaving things short. He had four throws he left short that I counted. But I think Bryce Young has a chance to be a really good pocket quarterback. You know what I don't like is that he doesn't like to run. They said it on a broadcast twice. He really hates running. He doesn't want to run. Oh my God. I wish that wasn't the case then, because that guy can run. That guy, the scrambling is what sets him apart. But I think Bryce Young's going to end up being a really good quarterback. Somebody made this comment to me. Boy, Zach Calzada really made himself some money tonight. Like, it's slow. I can't read
Zach
this.
Zach Calzada got 87 pounds of that, but he ain't made no money.
He may have had a fun night, but let's slow down with him.
Oh, my God.
Himself some money.
If you were Zach Calzada on Saturday night, holy crap.
Yeah.
What kind of fun did you have?
You better have had fun. Now, I got to say this too. The Spencer Rattler thing, getting benched and watching your backup come in and do what he did. Like, Spencer Rattler, after seeing him on QB1. I saw A.J. Highsmith yesterday, Alonzo's son, who's the scout for the Bills. We were talking about Rattler, and, I just don't think he's a quarterback. And AJ said, and I said, have you seen the QB1 stuff? He goes, no, but I've heard it's really bad. I said, it's worse than you've heard.
It's way worse.
Trust me when I tell you it's worse than you've heard. Now you got a guy that nobody likes who's tiny and apparently just can't play. Well, I think we can stop mentioning Spencer Rattler's name.
No. He's a D-weed.
Yeah, he is. Totally.
He's a D-weed in that video. All right, let's take a break. On the other side, we got to talk some college football. We have to talk about what happened
this week. We got two Chris's on hold.
This is
the first time that ever in sports radio two Chris's have been on hold. One wants to talk about the home plane ump, and one wants to talk about Grandal. It's the same thing to me. It might be the same guy. I don't know. He may be on two different lines.
All right, on the other side.
Let me tell you about Allstate Siding and Windows, allstatesidingwindows.com. That's the website you use to get your hands on the best windows in the market. They're doing great, great work. It's a business that's been in a family, you know, it's the family business for like 50 years, right at 50 years. Multiple people from the family work for this company. They make windows that are retrofit. They're measured to your home. And this is why this is really important, because when you take the old windows out and you put new ones in, the ground may have shifted underneath your home. It usually is going to happen. And it can make small changes in that frame. And that's what causes leaky windows. Well, when you have it retrofit and measured perfectly and cut perfectly, you're going to eliminate the leaky windows. You'll keep the air, the dust out of your home. You'll keep your air conditioner from leaking out or the cold weather getting in your home when you have a heater on, you know, in that 1 week that we live here in Houston. And most importantly, it also adds a layer of protection against the outside elements and intruders as well. There's so much to see at allstatesidingandwindows.com. Make sure you go there for your great deals, $2,000 off complete siding jobs, 25% off of your window installations. It's allstatesidingandwindows.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Warrior sound!
Real. Let's go! Fun. Sports. At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.